Mom Threatens Child Abuse Charge Against Dad for Not Affirming Son is Transgender. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 27, 2018. A Texas mother has threatened the father of their 6-year-old son with a child abuse charge because he will not affirm their son is transgender. According to a petition to modify the parent-child relationship brought by mother Ann Jorgulas, her 6-year-old son, James, is a gender-expansive or transgender child and, by choice, now goes by the name Luna. Jorgulas, a pediatrician, is seeking to terminate the parental rights of James' father, Jeffrey Younger, because the child behaves as a boy, his biological sex, when he is with his father. James' mother also wants Younger to pay for their son's counseling with a therapist who will affirm his transgender identity, and for transgender hormonal treatments which may begin at age 8. The willingness of the courts to go along with probable child abuse is creating conditions for massive social unrest, states Younger in a dossier filed with the court. Few things are more important to people than the care and rearing of their young. The courts are entertaining government suppression of some of the most fundamental practices and traditions of American families. James' mother has diagnosed their son with gender dysphoria, a psychological disorder that is characterized by a child's persistent, consistent, and insistent assertion of their cross-gender statements and behaviors. However, when James is with his father, he reportedly acts and behaves as a boy by his own choice. Walter, who ultimately rejected his own transgender life as a female, reports at the Federalist that he has researched the case of James. The transition therapist has observed that James is not consistent, insistent, or persistent in the desire to become Luna. For example, a dossier filed with the Dallas court says that, under the skilled eyes of the therapist, the child was presented 2 pieces of paper, one with the word James and one with the word Luna, and asked to pick the name he preferred. When the appointment only included his mother, James selected Luna, the name and gender he uses at his mother's home and in his first grade classroom. When the appointment was only with his father, however, James pointed to the boy named James, not the girl name. The court, however, has prohibited James' father from dressing him as a boy or from sharing faith-based or biologically based scientific teachings on sexuality. Even though, as Heyer reports, family friends who have observed James when he is in his father's care affirm he dresses and behaves as a boy by his own choosing. In his book, Trans Life Survivors, Heyer shares firsthand stories of misdiagnosis of gender dysphoria and its heartbreaking results. A questionable diagnosis locks a vulnerable child into an alternate gender identity long before they can understand what is happening or where it might lead, Heyer writes. It's up to the adults to observe the child carefully, consider and question the gray areas, and ultimately guard innocent children against hasty diagnoses and conclusions about something so fundamental as their gender identity.